Okay, we'll call to order the Arrowhead Springs Public Infrastructure District for February 1st. It's 2:03. I'm Michael Jensen with Snow Jensen and Reese. Let's do this. Let's go around everybody on the call. If you could please say your name and then your affiliation with whatever group. Again, I'm Michael Jensen.
Matt Ince with Snow Jensen and Reese.
Jennifer Gallants with Snow Jensen and Reese.
Chanel Salcido with Gilmore Bell.
BK
Matt
Victor
Murphy.
Morrison.
Thank you,
Afton
Afton. Morrison, board
No.
member.
Thanks, Afton.
Go ahead, Tate.
So Kate Murphy is paid consultant.
BK Katzman, Ballard's Bar Underwriters Council.
Matt Lewis, board member.
And I think
BA Davidson, underwriter.
Oh, there you go, Kara. Sorry.
No worries.
All right. That looks like everybody that's on the phone. Jennifer, do we have any members of the public there at the anchor site?
Randy Larson just joined our meeting, and we do not have members from the public.
Thanks for letting us know, Randy. Thanks for being here.
Welcome.
Okay, we have on the consent agenda the minutes from our last meeting, December 28th. Matt, sounds like you've looked those over. You feel good with them?
I do, yes.
Okay. Would you mind making a motion for us?
Yeah, I motion to approve the meeting minutes from December 28th, I believe it was, 2023.
And I will second that motion.
Thanks, Afton. All those in favor say aye.
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 Any opposed? That's unanimous. All right, so we'll go to the action item, which is what we need today, which is a resolution dealing with the withdrawal. Matt, I'm going to let you kind of talk about the broad strokes for us.
Yeah, so really straightforward. The board had previously approved the withdrawal of the property for PID number two. That was done back on December 28th, and enough time had passed that when we submitted the plat with the resolution to the Lieutenant Governor's office, that they recognized the 10 days provided in statute was exceeded. And so they asked that we just bring it up to date so that it's current again, and we'll resubmit it to them. They're aware that it's coming. So as soon as we have it and it's signed and in hand, we'll resubmit it and should be able to get that turned around pretty quickly. So they haven't always been very particular about that, but this time they decided to make an issue of it for us. So anyway, that's the purpose today, is just to get that taken care of.
Board, you guys have any questions about it?
I do not.
No, I don't either.
Okay. If you guys are comfortable, if one of you would be willing to make a motion.
Yeah, I'll make the motion for us to approve the, what do we refer to it as? The
resolution 2024.
Resolution 2024-01.
Thanks, Matt.
I will second the motion.
Thanks, Afton. All those in favor say aye.
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 Any opposed? That's unanimous. Oh, Brian's on. Make that noted in the minutes. Brian's here. Thanks for the vote, Brian. So that was unanimous, all three. Board, do you have anything else? Matt, do you have anything else?
So I signed the one document and just scanned it and sent it to Jennifer. The document called Notice of Impending Boundary Action Withdrawal.
Perfect.
Okay.
I've got one note. This is Dean speaking. I've got one note. Maybe it's for Jennifer. The minutes for this meeting, no, sorry, the minutes for the December 28th meeting, I think need to be signed by Afton, but the copy that's sent around still has the draft mark across it. So you may need to recirculate that.
Yeah, we'll send Afton an e-signing link. So perfect. She can take care of that easily. Yep, on I'll her watch vacation.
I'll watch for that.
Okay. Great.
Okay.
I have just one thing. I noticed. I just want to make sure we're consistent, and I'm not sure that this matters too much, but I'm guessing that we should just be consistent in the role that I play and Brian and Afton play as board members.
Okay.
This document that I'm looking at here, this resolution we just passed, has Brian as chair, Afton as the clerk secretary, and myself as vice chair and treasurer. So I just want to make sure we're consistent, because I've seen previous documents that haven't always had that in that order. That's the way I recall it to be, but
okay.
Make sure that all of our documents are telling the same.
Yeah.
We said the same thing, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
So how it's listed?
How it's listed, with Brian as the chair, Afton as the clerk and secretary, and myself as the vice chair treasurer, is what I believe is what we originally set out. But documents haven't been consistent, at least drafted, with those titles.
Okay. We will make sure to get them right going forward. Thanks for the heads up.
Okay, I just have one more item of business. It's a real important one.
Okay.
I think I need to report on this public meeting about the potential of some unprofessional behavior by the bird at a basketball game I was at last Saturday.
Yeah, somebody was spitting on me.
Randy, tell us what it is. Well, I need to apologize for my own behavior, so maybe enough said. They have leverage over me and vice versa. But
no, it was good to see you there.
You too. Yeah, that was that. I haven't been to a game there for a long time. That was a lot of fun.
Yeah, so, that was fun.
Sorry, that probably shouldn't be in the public minutes record. But no harm, no foul.
No problem. Yeah. All right. If there's nothing else, take a motion to adjourn.
I'll motion to adjourn the meeting.
I will second the motion.
Thank you. All those in favor say aye.
Bye.
It's unanimous. Okay, thanks, you guys. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
Thank you. Fun, Afton.